You're listening to the Feast of Fools. Today on our show, Gem Sweater Diva Leslie Hall, the ever so kissable Mark Felian, and a four-way with Leslie Hall, Yeast Radio's Madge Weinstein, Mark, and me, your furry blue friend, Fausto Fernos.
Wall. I get my motivation from shopping in malls. I'm a BEA, beautiful girl, bringing drama mama all over the world. If you're feeling lonely and your grandma don't know me, then bring her on down to my hip hop show. The way I'm going with beats like these, you might need to get down on one knee.
Thank you, mama, for making me go dance. Hands I can dance, make romance.
Wow, that was so exciting to talk to Leslie Hall, wasn't it?
Are we on tape?
What?
Is this the beginning of the show?
This is the beginning of the show. We're actually talking about it at before, you know. It's called editing.
Yeah, but we're losing the illusion of...
No.
No?
No, we had a wonderful conversation with Leslie Hall and Madge Weinstein today where we talked about the origin of Gem Sweaters. And here is our interview with Leslie Hall.
Ring-a-ding-ding. Who's got that fang? Yo, grandma, yo, grandpa, I wrote this one for you. Don't be no crazy cool. Here we're coming now.
Hi, Leslie.
Hello.
Hi, this is Fausto and Mark Felian. We're speaking to you here from Chicago, Illinois. Do we have your permission to use your voice on the air?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Leslie.
I'm speaking.
Hello.
We're speaking here to Leslie Hall, the sweater gym diva, who's responsible for the delicious website promoting her music and her collection of sweaters, LeslieHall.com.
Thank you.
And I wanted to know, Leslie, when did you start actually collecting these sweaters?
Well, the sweaters was truly a dream that I had from an early age of high school. I wanted to seek true shimmering genius.
So how old were you at the time?
I was probably 18.
So you were 18?
Around 16 to 18, right when I got a car.
And so today, you're how old now, or do you want to say?
I'm 23 right now. I'm in college.
So in 5 years, so that's about 100 gem sweaters a year, almost.
Yes.
What was your first gem sweater?
Say that one more time, please.
What was your first gem sweater?
I purchased my first gem sweater in high school for a dance. And I keep that one now behind glass to preserve it.
So you actually have a glass case for your gem sweater?
Well, you know, people come over, they want to see the gem sweaters, they want to hold them and try them on, and it's just not something I'm interested in doing.
So have people gotten pretty obnoxious?
Protect them behind glass. Their beauty is still showing through, but it allows for protection.
But what can you describe the name or the color, since we actually can't see it?
Sure. Some of my favorites.
I'm interested in the Leslie. I'm interested in the very first gem sweater, the one that started it all.
That was the baby's bonnet.
Ooh, baby's. Is there an actual photo of it online?
Yeah, it's on the very first page.
And now, what I want people who are not gone to her website yet to know. Now, Leslie comes up with the most wonderful names to describe her gem sweaters. We have a Navajo Brave.
It's a lovely one.
Flowered Fortune Cookie.
One of my personal favorites.
Creme La Tarte.
Very sweet.
Queen of the Ocean. Goblet from Bethlehem. Gumdrop Canyon. Gumdrop Mystery. And Blue Banny Patch are some of the names. Now, explain to me why you decided to call the very first one Baby's Bonnet. Was it just because it was...
I mean, it's obvious. It's obvious. I mean, I'm writing the history books of gem sweaters here. What I'm doing is... No one else is doing this. I mean, I am preserving the art.
Of bedazzling sweaters.
Yeah, and of course, the very first one I look at as a child. I'm pretty much bringing it to the very front of the stage. And as I watch it shimmer.
So you're like one of those sort of show business moms?
Sure, yes. each one of these has a very special place in my heart. So,
could you give us a little history of the gem sweaters?
She's talking about it. She started collecting them in high school. And
no, but I mean of the gem sweaters, like
of
the
gem
phenomenon.
Sweaters as
she
in
did,
general.
She did not start gem sweaters.
Well, right. What I'm doing right now is trying to come up with a fund to reach some of these countries that are producing these fabulous gem sweaters: Portugal, India. And I'd like to go back and find the people who are making the gem sweaters.
Okay. And why gem sweaters and not, say, like gem pants or jeans or shoes or...
You bring up a very good point. But there is something about a woven wool sweater laced with sequins, rhinestones, and gems that truly captures the eye.
Now, do you think that as you lived in, say, Florida or in warmer tropical climates, that you wouldn't necessarily be as passionate about something that keeps you warm?
You know, you're right. It may be a winter weather appreciation thing we have, but you can find the gem sweater south. Very rare.
Now, Leslie, I want to kind of go into your music. Leslie Hall just released her first rap album called Gold Pants, in referencing her favorite gold pants that her mother made for her to wear with her collection of 400-plus gem sweaters. And I wanted to know, why did your mom make you those gold pants to begin with?
Well, as you can see, what do you wear with all these gem sweaters? What can you wear that allows the gem sweater to come through? I found gold spandex material to be not only a palette for the gem sweater to shimmer upon, but also something that was comfortable and attractive.
What about acid wash jeans?
You're running into some serious problems of finding proper sizes in the big girl section.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So are you consider yourself a plus size model?
Well, I am a large and lovely lady. I'll just keep it at that, okay?
That's wonderful. Well, you actually have a part of your website called the Hefty Hideaway.
Right. Yes, inspired by John Waters' Hairspray. Mm-hmm. I was able to get my hands on the heftyhideaway.com domain name. I'm using it as a platform to sell my large and lovely lady gifts.
Ooh, very nice.
Hoping to make a little cold cash money, if you know what I mean.
Well, it seems that, yeah, because the bandwidth can be very terribly expensive, as we know ourselves.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me about bandwidth. I've had to take down a lot of videos, a lot of photos, just because I can't afford it, so.
How many hits does your site get a day?
For the past 6 months, I've had about 300,000 hits.
Nice.
Oh my God.
It's pretty outrageous.
Now, because they just featured you on G4 TV.
Right.
And was that like sort of a, not a blessing, but sort of like they slapped you with it? I mean, did your internet service provider slap you with a excess charge bill or anything like that?
No, I haven't been responding to their emails and I've been avoiding their calls.
Ooh, really? Ooh. So you owe them big time money?
Yeah, I owe them about $1,000 right now.
Wow. Oh, Leslie, that's hurt so much. If anybody wants to donate to Leslie
yes.
Hall's bandwidth fund, how do they? Is there a link there? Like PayPal?
I really need to set something up because I am slowly shriveling into bills.
And you're a student right now, right?
Yeah, I am a student. I just want to get the word of gem sweaters out there. I mean, I just want to give back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever found a gem sweater for men, since we have a lot of men listeners?
You know, on the TV show, there were men wearing gem sweaters, and I found that to be a very uplifting and exciting adventure. You don't see men wearing gem sweaters, and
well,
I wonder why.
Actually, are you familiar with the performance artist Annie Sprinkle?
No, I am not.
Oh, well, somebody we should hook you up with. She's a porn star. From the 1970s and 80s in New York City, and she decided to become a performance artist, basically taking what she did and did these live shows where she showed the audience the inside of a cervix. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is because when I went to see her in Austin, Texas, I wore a gem vest.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
And it was photographed and put in one of her books. Inside Annie Sprinkle. And so the first time that I actually saw your website, I was very, very, very excited. And Hold on a second, Leslie. I think that might be Madge Weinstein on the other line. Let's see if we can do a three-way phone call, okay?
Ooh, three-way.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold for a second. Hello, this is Fausto and Mark.
Hello, am I on the internet?
Hi, Madge. Okay, let me try this one more time. Hold on.
Let's see if we have a three-way here.
Hi, are you both there?
Yes.
Madge, are you there?
Madge? Hold on a second, let me try this again.
Sure.
Hello?
Hello?
Madge, hang up and let me call you back.
You want to call me?
Yeah, let me try this, because it's not working.
All right.
Hold on one second, Leslie.
Sure.
This is what a podcast is for, so we can edit this stuff out. Hold on.
Okay, gotcha.
Hello? Of course, we won't be editing this out. Because we're lazy.
It'll be there.
Hello?
Okay, Madge, let's try this one more time. Madge, Leslie, are you both there?
I'm here.
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, wonderful.
Am
I on the internet?
Okay, Madge Weinstein, meet Leslie Hall. Madge Weinstein is one of the genius behind podcasting. She runs one of the top 25 rated podcast shows online, and her name of her show is Yeast Radio.
Ooh, lovely.
So Madge had some questions that she wanted to ask you too.
Yes, I do own Gold Pants.
Oh my God, I'm one of your biggest fans, literally and figuratively.
Oh, thank you, that's lovely.
Wow, we absolutely adore your sweater collection and your pants.
Thank you very much. That's great to hear that.
Wow. So, God, I feel like a little girl talking to, a huge star. I don't know what to say. Who helped you with that song? I mean, that's a wonderful song. And the pants, where did you get them?
What song are you talking about?
The song is true. I don't speak fact. I speak fact, no fiction. My mother did make me the Gold Pants. And it truly inspired the entire album of Gold Pants.
Now, is your mother actually heard the album?
Yeah, she...
What's she think about it?
Yeah, she supports it. She questions it a little bit.
Did she cry when she first heard it?
There was no tearing, but my father got a little weepy, so...
Oh, that's so sweet.
So your mother really did get you the Gold Pants?
She made them.
Yeah, it's about $18 a yard, so we only made one pair. But I'm hoping to go into the Gold Pants business.
Oh.
Based on high demand.
Well, I know people that will buy them for sure. I seriously do. And my friend Shishalden, who is she is actually the person that introduced me to you. Now, what she does is she goes to these, she's kind of a fetishist for weight loss surgery, and she enjoys binging and purging. Well, she goes to these different sites like obesityhelp.com and whatnot. Somehow, she was linked to your site from somebody who was a friend of yours or something. I can't remember her name. And then she just freaked out. She said, "You've got to see this Gold Pants video. It's just phenomenal." And then I saw the sweaters, and I was mesmerized.
Thank you. Wow.
Now, Leslie, right now you're an unsigned artist. Is there any talk with any record companies or?
Yes, I'm actually releasing a 7-inch record, Gold Pants, with a remix.
That's like old school style. Since you're an old school rapper, it's very appropriate.
Yeah.
I have a 7-inch dildo.
Excellent.
Is that all?
Are you a lesbian like me, or are you a heterosexual?
I dabble in both, but I prefer the lovely man.
Oh. So do you have a boyfriend?
I currently do not. Haven't been able to date with the gem sweater phenomenon.
Oh, do you think that men and women are intimidated by you a little bit, Leslie?
Well, that might be the case. I am having some problems in the dating department.
So no romance in the Gold Pants right now?
I'm sorry, I've got another call coming in, and I guess I'm... Did you say you're having problems
in Madge.
The department?
You're talking here to... Don't... Ignore that phone call.
What?
Ignore that phone call.
I did, but it's like it was covering up every other word, so I just heard I have a...
Well, she says that Leslie's single and available, so if anybody wants to date... Leslie Hall, they're more than welcome. What city do you live in, actually?
I'm currently in Boston, but I hope to get back to the Midwest ASAP.
And you're going to what school right now?
The Museum School of Fine Arts.
Ooh, she's a classy lady.
So when you say
we figured there was some artism going on there, you know, because we saw a lot of, what do you call that, Fausto?
What are you talking about?
You know, how we could tell that she was an artist from her combination of colors.
Well, Leslie, the first time I saw the pictures, I did not actually see you in a self-aware mode. You know, I thought this was a woman who, because there is a bit of an irony in your whole persona as Leslie and the Lees and the music, that there's that you're so passionate about it that you're almost like have the third eye or the distance of an artist.
Yes, I definitely think that it's my background, so it allows me to construct these projects
and deconstruct them as well too.
Correct.
With the music. Now, are you actually performing a lot of this music in Boston, or?
Yes, we do have shows every now and then.
What's your next show,
I'll be
actually
performing here in Boston, and the 23rd I'll be in New York City.
Ooh.
Beer Factory. Yes.
Oh, do you have that posted on your website?
Yes, I have the Knitting Factory date posted.
The Knitting Factory, and where in New York is that? Because I know my friend will definitely want
to. Oh, everybody knows where Knitting Factory is, Madge. It's a big place.
Yes.
It's like saying, where is the Madison Square Garden? Everybody, you know.
That's right.
Leslie's actually becoming a very big star, and we're so lucky that we were able to talk to you today, you know?
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm studying for a paper I have to write tomorrow, but this was a good chance for me to take a break and talk to the fans.
Now, Leslie,
I like masturbating, but that's good too.
Now, Leslie, I wanted to know, did your mother actually make anything else for you since she, you know, she made you gold pants, like gold panties or shoes or?
Well, I'm actually working with her for the next show. I'm hoping to do a tour this summer, and we're working on a few costumes, some Cher-inspired skin tone spandex suits.
Ooh. Very nice.
Yeah, I really want to send out my flavor to everyone.
Leslie, do you ever see yourself like in
Chicago and perform with the Feast of Fools?
Oh, I would love to. I would love to.
Oh, well, Leslie, I think we're going to have to take you up on that.
Okay, yes. Lovely.
We'll start a fund, Bring Leslie to Chicago.
I have a question. Where did you get your glasses? Because I have a pair similar.
I buy a lot of my glasses used.
Mm-hmm.
Goodwill, Salvation Armies.
So you're a thrift store. Now, these sweaters, like your glasses, you actually didn't make any of these. You actually found them, right?
That's correct. I purchase all my stuff secondhand.
That's really wonderful stuff. Leslie, one question I have. When you're actually performing, the little footage that we've actually seen, you and your band members are wearing, like, helmets?
Well, there's a point when I perform live, there's a point where I'm about to sing, you know, my number one hit single, which is Ring-a-Ding-Ding.
Mm-hmm.
And I warn the ladies that my dance moves tend to get out of control. So I say, ladies.
Well, you kick a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I do a lot of kicking. I get out of breath. I mean, nine out of 10 times I can't finish the song because my dance moves are so intense.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
hot.
Thank you. Yeah, I really sweat a lot.
So
you,
the helmet's for protection then.
You know, I was watching Kill Bill 2 the other night, and I saw Uma Thurman do a hi-ya, and I thought of you instantly.
Well, yeah, I actually wrote a hip-hop opera entitled Kill the Bills, in which I am Uma Thurman.
But you're not on heroin, though. Like
Kill the
right?
Bills?
That's correct, sir.
Now, Mark had a question about...
I'm a man, though, Leslie.
You're a man? A man. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Ma'am, I'm a lesbian. I know it's confusing sometimes, but I am a woman.
Oh, I apologize.
That's perfectly fine.
Mark had a question about crystal meth use in your hometown of
Iowa. Yeah, here
in
like, we've got big crystal meth problems here in Chicago these days.
I don't know if you've been
following the
news,
boys are coming from Iowa, and they're all hooked on crystal meth. And I was wondering if you had any crystal meth experience coming from Iowa. I guess they make a lot of it out there.
Yeah, I won't deny that. Definitely, for sure. I think we are one of the meth capitals of the United States. I've lost a lot of friends' teeth to crystal meth. I've been lucky enough to stay out of the excitement, though.
Because it's sort of hard to keep your full figure if you're on the meth, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, the proof is in the pudding.
What are you wearing right now, Leslie? I kind of need to know for later.
I'm actually wearing some short shorts.
Why do you need to know for later? Are you going to masturbate? I'm thinking about.
Mark, yes. was hoping we wouldn't have to go there.
No, okay. So Leslie, are you wearing a sweater right now?
I'm actually not. It's a little warm in here. I've chosen a tee with puffy paint stars on it, to be precise.
Oh, Leslie, you're such a fabulous... I love your energy and your personality. You're really somebody who's just right on the same wavelength as Madge, me, and Mark.
Leslie, I wanted to ask you, too, about the Titanic Club. So this is a fan club for the movie The Titanic?
Yeah, it was a small high school group that I was in. We would perform parts of the film in the halls of our school. We would do it on stage during the pep rallies. Whenever we could get a chance, we would perform certain scenes in the movie.
And you actually won the in your high school. You were a homecoming queen, right?
Actually, prom queen.
You were a prom queen.
Yes.
So this is your actual picture with the neck brace?
That photograph is actually in my high school yearbook for my graduation photograph.
Now, did you really have to wear the neck brace, or it was a joke?
It was a small, minor accident. I might have not have needed it, but I wanted to stay safe.
Okay.
It's
gorgeous. If I could get an autograph picture of that, I would love it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll send an album as well.
Leslie's actually selling them on her website, isn't she? Or?
Yeah, I'm trying to make some money. You know, I got these damn bandwidth bills I got to pay.
Now, can you tell us a little more about your band members and the Lees? Are any of them lesbians? Because it's hold on a second. I wanted to point out, because I actually know a lot of Chicago kings and drag kings in the East Coast, and when I saw your video, it immediately made me think of them, especially the air DJ scratching and the air violin playing.
Mm-hmm.
It made me think about a lot of the Chicago Kings shows, and I was wondering if there was any like bleed or runoff between those two scenes.
You know, I need to get a hold of these things. People are referencing them, and I have no idea what they are.
Okay, basically it's a bunch of girls dressing up as guys, but the way they perform and the kind of music that they choose resembles a lot of your live act, too.
Yeah.
And I wonder if this is just like women in art school, sort of like, where are you drawing your inspiration from, or what sources are you looking at?
Well, 100%, I started this band based on the open mic scene.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with them. They're usually in acoustic setting.
Sure, yeah.
Or, you know, songwriters to, you know, have their 15 minutes.
Sure.
I just wanted to dominate that scene and just...
And you've done so well.
Thank you, yeah.
I'd like to dominate.
Total control.
Oh, you're so sweet, honey. So sweet.
Say that again, Madge. I don't think it got on the air.
I said I would like to dominate Leslie.
Oh, I think Leslie would be the dominator here.
That's okay.
I think she'd break your osteoporosial bones, or...
As long as she wears the pants.
Excellent.
Now, so is it all your friends from art school, or who are the members of Leslie and the Lees?
Well, I have a Boston edition and then an Iowa edition. Mm-hmm. So whether I'm home for the summer, I'll use my Iowa edition, and here when I'm in school, I'll use the Boston edition. The Boston edition has much better outfits and much better dance moves.
So they're more sophisticated, but we won't tell that to the Iowa edition.
Yeah, the Iowa edition is actually in the videos that you're seeing.
Well, we love them, though, because they seem very innocent and sweet.
Yes, pretty much I just said, show up, just dance behind me, and I'll do the rest.
So are you lip-syncing to basically like a karaoke tape that you made yourself?
I always do it live. I always sing live, but yeah, I have to sing to the tracks that I've already created.
And those are your vocals singing, thank you, mama.
That's right.
You have a beautiful singing voice.
Devin, now, can we sing it? Can you lead us and we'll sing along?
All right, ready?
Okay.
Thank you, mama, for making me go dance. Ones I can dance in and make romance in.
Ooh, I think
my God, am I gushing.
Oh, it's so exciting, Leslie.
So fucking awesome.
I just want to spread the word of gold pants and gems and jams to all who seek us.
Well, Leslie, I don't want to take any more of your time. I guess we covered all the bases here.
Yeah, I just want to stress again that my album is for sale on my website, lesliehall.com.
Yeah, and you cheapskates should go buy it, because Leslie deserves the money.
Bless your heart. Bless your
heart. Leslie, if you could email me at bloatedlesbian@gmail.com with the links, I can put it on my website as
I'll send you the links, Madge, too. Bloatedlesbian@gmail.com.
Okay.
Now, Leslie...
Just email me the links and whatever I need to post.
Do you like to cook?
Do I like to cook?
Yeah, do you bake cookies or anything like that? Do you have any recipes you could share with us? Not really?
Gosh, that's tough. Yeah, you put me on the spot. I can't do it.
I bet you make a good meatloaf.
A good taste of meatloaf. However, I am a vegetarian, so that would be tofu meatloaf.
Oh, do you make a nice harvest loaf?
My sister makes an amazing tofu meatloaf.
Yeah.
Do you actually have a recipe for one that you could share with us later on?
Yes. Okay, I'd love to do that.
Well, Leslie will email us the recipe for her tofu meatloaf, or meat-free loaf, and we'll post that on the
meatless
internets,
loaf.
As Madge says. Leslie, I want to thank you so much for putting up with our hijinks here on Feast of Fools.
And I'm glad I could be here.
Well, we're definitely hoping to have you come and perform at the Feast of Fools with us in the spring.
I guarantee you will never see anything like it.
But well, you're coming to the Midwest in the summer, right?
Yeah, in the summer. I mean, okay. May is the earliest. June
we're actually planning to do
there.
We're planning to do a show like somewhere in the first or second week in May.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're free then, but we'd love to have you come up here. You can stay with us in our fabulous condominium.
Oh, excellent. I love it.
So...
What was I going to say? I'm so excited. When was the day you're going to be at the Fry Daddy place in the Knitting Factory?
Sure. That's going to be April 23rd.
April 23rd at the Knitting
Factory. We're going to be in the old office at the Knitting Factory.
Well, I will. If I'm not there in person, I will definitely send representatives.
Excellent.
Yes.
I can't wait for that.
Well, Leslie, thank you so much.
Okay.
And Madge, stick around because we got to do a little follow-up here.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Leslie.
I'm going to hang up, Fausto. Thank you for...
Oh, you're going to hang up too, Madge?
Yes. Shouldn't I or no?
No, stick around. We got to do follow-up here.
Bye, Leslie.
Bye, Leslie.
Bye.
We love
thanks.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Madge.
Fausto, listen, I got to tell you something unrelated before I forget.
Okay.
I was listening to your podcast yesterday, and with the one with Heather Marie and her.
Oh, wasn't that wonderful?
Thank you for using Sprint.
Hello?
Hold on a second. Are you there, Madge?
We put a little Sprint commercial in there. They're sending us checks, big ones.
Yeah.
What the fuck's that noise, goddammit?
That's the fire trucks. Okay, Madge, so what were you saying?
I was listening to the lovely Heather Marie and her wonderful daughter, and I enjoyed that very much, but I have to say that I was kind of revolted to hear you eating in the background.
Actually, it wasn't me eating. It was the girl.
Every single bite.
That wasn't me. That was Ariella eating some chips.
It was, can't you turn a microphone down? I was picturing you like, it was something like I wanted to smack you.
He's lying. It was him.
It's like, Fausto, quit eating.
Madge, I had a yeast scare.
Yeah, we've had a lot of yeast infections here lately.
I thought I had jock itch, which you know is a yeast infection, on my ass. So I had to spread my butt cheeks and have Fausto check it out. He said it wasn't a yeast infection. What did you say? I was getting fat? And it was a stretch mark.
I think it was a stretch mark.
It was on my ass crack.
But you know who actually did have a yeast infection for real, verified with a doctor, was Victoria Lamar on her ass as well.
Oh, really? Maybe I got it from him.
Well, you guys haven't had a three-way with him, or two-way.
Well, he's sat on my toilet.
She's not there, is she?
No.
Well, listen, you know, it's funny because I want to tell you, I have to do my little plug for my show tomorrow.
Okay.
I went to Little Havana, and I risked my life. I went to a transvestite brothel. I'm not even joking with you. And I interviewed three transvestites as they were turning tricks, even. And it was, and Guxie was with me, and she kept having Alzheimer's.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear that one.
I'm going to be podcasting that tomorrow.
Ooh, wow. That's going to be a great show.
Cuban tranny whores talking about how the straight men they fuck. Very, very interesting. Very.
I can't wait to hear it. That one I'll listen to.
What?
That one he'll listen to. Mark basically admits that he doesn't listen to any podcast whatsoever.
That's all right, Mark.
Now, can we talk about Leslie Hall and how fabulously wonderful she was?
She was wonderful, yes.
I don't think we got to the...
disappointed that she's not a lesbian and she's a vegetarian.
Well, she says she's a bisexual, but she prefers a company of men. Which is sort of a cop-out, don't you think, or not?
Right, it is a cop-out. I wanted to hear, Madge, I want to fuck you and eat your pussy. That's really what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear, Madge, I want you to wear my gold pants, and I'm going to eat you out until the seams rip. I want to see your cunt lips hanging out of those gold pants, Leslie. I want to eat them out. Eat them out. Eat them.
Dream on, Madge.
Oh, you don't feel like we got to the center? I think we're going to have to do another interview with Leslie.
No, that was just an introduction. Yeah. And, we'll
I think there's more
along.
To the gem sweaters.
The most important thing is for her to come to the Feast of Fools. It sounds like she's as interested in us as we are in her.
Yeah, definitely so. You know, it's just a matter of time before Madge and Leslie collide. And
she needs to have a podcast, too.
Oh, don't you think so? Absolutely. You know, but I don't know. She's so busy going to art school. You know, it's going to eat up. Unless she can figure out how to, like, get school credit for doing a podcast.
Better get out before she chops off her breasts.
Yeah, for those of you who are listening, there is a disturbing trend of young women who are going to art school who are getting sex changes to become men and in the process removing their boobs.
Oh, and Fausto, I enjoyed so much hearing your mother the other day talking about Terrence McNally's lung cancer and homosexuality. That was a real scoop.
I know. Wasn't that nice? That was a scoop that no one asked. I don't think the mainstream media is going to catch on.
Will she be on my internet podcast, too, do you think?
I think my mom will be on any show that anybody wants her to be on. She'll talk about anything to anybody.
I can't wait. She is a wonderful person.
Yeah, she really is. Maybe Adam Curry and my mom should, like, get together.
And fuck?
My mom hasn't had a good date. I mean, a lot of the guys she's dated in the past were either gay or assholes, so...
Did you see Adam Curry's face in the Wired magazine? Full-page bust photo of his face. Like, but it was weird. It was like a 3D modeled version of his face.
I think they should have a Madge Weinstein on the cover of Wired.
No shit.
That would be nice and be like, you know, the internet is finally delivering on its promise.
I know. Oh, my God. And I'm so fat. I went into Zara and I don't even fit. Do you know Abercrombie? I was talking. I can't say this, but I was.
Yeah, you can.
With somebody from Abercrombie. And do you know that they don't even carry my size? I'm too fat. I mean, I didn't know that because I don't go there, but I'm too fat for Abercrombie. Well, I shouldn't even be gay anymore. What about you?
I don't. They barely have my size, and
that's
I'm
not your style, Madge.
Yeah, well, Madge is trying to get into hip hop because she's been inspired by Leslie Hall.
You're 34, and I'm 30 years old.
I am a 34 waist. How old?
What's your waist?
Now, what's your waist size in men pants? Because sometimes I've seen.
I don't wear men's pants. I'm a size 16.
Oh, 16. Madge, I've seen you wearing...
16?
I was a size 13 6 months ago. When I did that Feast of Fools and I wore that dress...
Well, that's because you were you had, like, some tapeworms or something inside you that were making you lose weight.
Oh, okay. Oh, I gotta go because my friends from Little Havana are here. We're gonna videotape me getting my hair relaxed. I'm gonna come back with a new look.
Oh, really?
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm gonna have... straight hair. I'm getting my hair straightened, and we're videotaping the whole deal.
Oh, so it's going to be sort of like Barbara Streisand?
Is it that Japanese straightening method?
Oh, I was supposed to put my makeup on. I got to go. Thank you so much for talking.
Thank you,
Madge. Bye,
Madge.
Bye, thanks
Madge.
A lot.
Bye.
Bye. That was pretty exciting.
Two superstars, Madge and Leslie.
No, so now it's just you and me and two glasses of wine.
Do you want to go at it for the people out on the...
Go at it? What do you mean?
You've never heard that expression?
You mean have sex?
Yeah.
What's sort of hard with all the equipment here? You know, I don't know how Don and Drew do it, though.
Oh, they do it in bed, don't they?
Oh, it's so disgusting to hear them having sex.
Really?
Ugh. I just, like, you know, I have to say that it's like, even I have my limits. And it's like, you know, they're not particularly attractive people to begin with, so, yeah.
I think I saw a picture of them.
The only reason their show's popular is because Dave Weiner,
likes
you know,
them.
Has a hots for Dawn.
Dawn, that's
or
the
Drew.
Chick.
I think he gets hot for Drew.
Maybe he likes three ways. Maybe he wants them both.
Well, we just had a four-way with Leslie Hall and Madge Weinstein.
Fabulous.
And I cannot get over it.
I know.
I'm fucked.
I want to talk more about Jim Sweaters. I don't think we got enough out
of
her.
Well, I think we're just going to have to do another interview with Leslie next week, maybe.
I think she suckled at the breast of a Jim Sweater.
Do you think her mom wore Jim Sweaters when she was a kid?
Probably. Or like some teacher that she admired, or the checkout lady at the Walmart. Something like that.
I don't know. It's interesting because being an art student, that she actually makes so many things. And I find it sort of odd that she didn't actually make her own.
No, she collects them.
Well, she's sort of like, I think she's like an archaeologist.
Mm.
You know, going to these stores and finding these objects that are beautiful. And I definitely do think, you know, looking at some of these rainforest jungle, heart of the bosom, seashell, diamond dollar day, rocky riddles, wizard's wand. Well, should we talk about the news or should we say that for tomorrow?
No, let's talk a little bit about them. Tell them about the Pope.
Pope. Well, let me put a little... Well, I'll put the music on. On the news. On the news, the Pope gay nups ideology of evil. Basically, Pope calls gay marriage evil. Homosexual marriages are part of a new ideology of evil that is insidiously threatening society, Pope John Paul says in a book that was published yesterday. In Memory and Identity, the Pope also calls abortion a legal extermination comparable to attempts to wipe out Jews and other groups in the 20th century. In Germany, a leader of the country's Central Council on Jews called the comparison unacceptable.
I find the whole thing unacceptable.
Do you think he's just losing his mind in his last years?
Well, this is from a book or something?
He just published a book that he was talking about how he believes that the Soviet Union at the time was trying to assassinate him in 1983, I believe.
I never got shot.
Well, he got shot, but the bullet didn't kill him.
No, but like, so there was a later assassination attempt? Because that happened in like 80 or 81. Because I remember I was in seventh grade.
Well,
I was in Catholic school. I watched the Pope get shot 40 times.
40 times?
We sat there and watched the news all day.
Oh, okay. Not 40
we,
times
we had
in,
no
in
classes. Every
You saw the video footage.
We saw at least
40
times. We just sat there and watched the news. No classes, no anything.
Well, it's interesting because this man started his career as a sort of, you know, revolutionary figure because he was the first Polish...
He was a freedom fighter.
And then he's gotten more and more increasingly conservative, and now he's just basically spiting all the gay men that blow him. You know, I mean, because...
To wash his ass
I'd like
him.
To somebody find me a straight priest. You know, there are no straight priests out there, period. You know, it's like... Or very few, and so the fact that Pope basically says, gays, fuck you, is sort of a... Fuck you to his own.
Well,
priest.
There's very few priests anymore. Maybe he's saying gays don't get married, so you
they
know
let lesbians
you're stuck
be
becoming a priest.
Lesbians,
because that's
women
what happened. Gays
to,
always went, you know, yeah. They became priests because you know, easy way not to get married.
I think they should he's actually probably, indoctrinate Leslie Hall into the.
She should be the Pope.
She should be the next Pope. Wouldn't it be? Well, I guess that's it for
that's
today.
It.
Thanks so much for being here with me.
Well, it was my pleasure.
Yeah. So tomorrow we're going to have Club Kid extraordinaire Sal E. He's going to be talking about putting on makeup night after night after night and telling us about the club scene in Chicago, Illinois. And I'm going to basically pin him up against the wall and tell him why does it suck so much. So that's going to be tomorrow. And next week we're having more lesbians.
Ooh.
And... more obnoxious gay men, but I haven't actually confirmed any of the guests, so...
We'll get somebody.
Well, we have some people, but they haven't said they'd do it, so I don't like to say that they're going to be there. They're not for sure.
Okay.
But thanks a lot.
Thank you, and good night.
Good night. You gonna let it all hang out?